Brad and Karma, thrilled to be reunited with you two in this way. And January, of course, is a difficult month for a lot of people. Of course, Christmas time as a whole, the holiday season, is when a lot of light gets shone on mental health issues. And Karma, you've been a program director with the Mental Health Center for years already. How long have you been there?
It will be 5 years this summer.
Okay, yep. 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it's quite the start of a career there. And how are things going there? I know there have been some hurdles over the past few years with flooding and things like that. Have things been running smoothly since the flood?
Operational-wise, yes. The building is still quite old, and we are working with Southern Health and the province in a plan for a new build. Operational, we are back in full capacity. That has been going well for the last 3 years.
You know what I really want to talk about? The oven.
The oven.
Can we talk about the oven?
Yes.
Okay. So Eden Mental Health Center is one of the few hospitals that doesn't serve microwaved meals. People actually receive like home cooked meals. Can you share a bit about that?
For sure. We have a kitchen supervisor who has been with us for, I believe, over 26 years. She takes very good care of our patients and staff and runs a very good organized kitchen staff. They cook home-cooked meals every single day, three meals a day. And yes, the oven, our original oven is 1967 to the building, and it is probably permanently placed in there. And then we have another oven that was from 1995. And that one has been giving us some issues. So we are looking at options and fundraising for a new oven for the Mental Health Center. Okay. So that we can continue to provide nourishing, well-prepared meals for our patients. And something that really comes up on our patient experience surveys is the fact that we still serve home-cooked meals out of our dining area, and that patients are not receiving microwaved or tray service. They come up in a cafeteria style and get some good home-cooked meals that we all know food is good for our mental health.
Yes, and the soul.
Yes.
I love that. So you talk about the potential for a new build of a mental health center in the future. We don't know if that's near or far in the future, I guess, depending on your partnership with government. But is the oven, or both of the ovens, is that something that you'll replace in the meantime until you move forward with a build?
For sure. A build will take several years, but an oven we still need to make sure that we cook our meals. So that is something we are looking at in the coming year, that we will at least replace probably the 1995 one first. That one does need to get replaced in this coming year.
The 1967 one you should put in some kind of a museum. Oh, man. Brad, Eden has so many great services. And when I speak to the public as someone who formerly worked for Eden Foundation, it seems there's still some, not necessarily confusion, but a lack of understanding of just how deep this goes. So, of course, you would say the mental hospital itself, Eden Mental Health Center, is the flagship of Eden. But tell us about how that expands with outpatient care.
Yeah, that's a good question. And Eden is definitely known for having the mental health center, the hospital in Winkler. That is also our most specialized service. And so in that sense, it becomes the almost the least known, or it's maybe accessed by the least number of people. So in that sense, it's really quite a specialized service. So beyond the specialized services, there's a whole range of services that Eden is involved with, some that are a bit more accessible and work with a lot more people. So our counseling program, Recovery of Hope Counseling, that'll be one of the most accessible of our mental health services that a lot of people can access, and you can self-refer. We do have a lot of arrangements with companies and other pay providers as well. So that's one of the probably the most accessed program that we have at Eden. And then if you move into higher tiered services, then that gets into our outpatient service, which is actually co-located in the same building as our inpatient service. This doesn't get all that much attention, but it really serves a lot of people. So our outpatient service is actually used by many, many people in all across the region. So we have outpatient clinic in Winkler is our main outpatient clinic, and that's where individuals can access counseling or psychiatry consultation. Mm-hmm. And that psychiatry consultation is generally referred by your family doctor. So that's how you'll access that service. So again, that's a specialized service available through family doctor, or you can go through a walk-in clinic at times to access that service. Not only do we do outpatient psychiatry in Winkler at our main center, but we have outpatient clinic, a small one in Portage la Prairie, as well as Steinbach. And we actually also have a satellite outpatient clinic in Winnipeg.
Wow. What does the word outpatient mean for those who maybe have never heard that before?
So yeah, outpatient just refers to things that are not happening within the hospital itself, okay, right in the inpatient unit. So any care that's delivered outside of hospital, we can be called outpatient work. So that's really refers to the psychiatric consultation that is delivered. And we have, and Karma could probably speak to this, but this has been a very, you know, a fast growing part of Eden. We have quite a growing demand for psychiatric consultation all across the region. And our group of psychiatrists are the psychiatrists who provide all the psychiatric consultation for adults all across Southern Health Region.
Wow. So the outpatient, like clinics, that's not necessarily for people who have stayed in the mental health center. It's for anyone who is receiving that psychiatric consultation or other services.
It's really, yeah, it's a specialty service that when you, let's say you're someone who wants to talk to your family doctor about how your mental health is doing and how it's impacting some of your quality of living or your functionality, your family doctor will probably have some ideas and maybe offer a prescription or something for you to support your mental health care. They may want to get a specialist involved to do some further kind of assessment. So that's when a family doctor may reach out to Eden Psychiatry to do that specialist consultation.
Okay. Karma, did you want to touch on that at all, or Brad said it pretty well? But
I think Brad said it pretty well. Yeah. And another piece of it is, like just if you're looking for a diagnosis, like sometimes in family physicians just want a second opinion, then they would do a direct consult to our psychiatry team, to our outpatient clinic, and more of the time it's a direct assessment or questions on medication, diagnosis information. Otherwise I think Brad covered it pretty good.
Good. When it comes to mental illness, a lot of that is long-term and taken care of over years of someone's life, if not their entire life, but there are some mental health issues that are urgent. Do you find that Eden is able to meet the demand of the urgent emergency type mental health referrals or things like that?
So the emergency type that would come up would be, for me, it would be the ones that then, that is when someone presents to the emergency department. And so that's how you would get a bed at Eden Mental Health Center. So in our inpatient bed. For is that the route to get there is to go to your closest emergency department, and then in three of our regional hospitals, Bethesda, Boundary Trails, and Portage, there are mental health liaison nurses there, and then they are in connection with the region and the beds in the province, so that they then connect with Eden and talk with our psychiatry team. And be able to get an assessment to determine if that person is meets the criteria for coming to the mental health center.
Right, because in those scenarios, that's life-saving care that mm-hmm. you'd be providing, and hopefully as quickly as possible. But that's where this 988 number comes in, and this is something that we heard about at Golden West, and we're like, oh, 988. Like, it's not an Eden initiative; it's a national initiative. Can you speak to when you first heard of the 988 number or what it's for?
Yeah, my understanding it's a national initiative, which is great. There's a lot of different helplines, and sometimes it's by jurisdiction or by province. And so to kind of coordinate that and to make as most, you know, the most simple and accessible way to get some care in a crisis or emergency. So I think it's a great initiative. Again, it's a national initiative. We're not directly connected to it, but definitely support that work. And my understanding is that when you call 988, you will get routed to some kind of regional crisis support. And so then they will often be able to then work with you over the phone and then support you to find resources in your local area to support you further.
That's amazing. Karma, did you want to touch on 988 at all?
Yeah, no, we're not directly connected with it at Eden. So, but I do understand it's either a call or a text. So even for people that don't feel comfortable calling someone, that you can text 988 and a clinician will respond to you. So,
I didn't know you could text 988.
So that is a cool, I think, in as we see in our younger generation and lots of texting and social media and not so much on the phone anymore, they have made the option available that you can text as well.
I can imagine someone in that state of mind would certainly be more likely to send a text than make a phone call. Because you can sit on your couch and send a text, but to make a phone call, you kind of have to be really up and present, and that's difficult. So when it comes to beds at Eden's Mental Health Center, you mentioned, you know, if someone goes through the emergency and see if there are beds available for that person, are you generally at capacity throughout the year?
Yes, especially more so since fall of this past year, our senses have remained really high. At times throughout the year, of course, there's ebbs and flows, but generally we are maintaining at our most capacity. Still with room, of course, when there's emergencies at times, but we do work with the province in making sure that if a person needs a bed available, that there is one, or that they are in line to get one within the province as soon as possible, that there's a triage system for that.
Okay. And I know firsthand that you have the greatest staff. The nurses and the folks that work at the mental health center genuinely care. Can you talk a bit about that and how those who work in mental health right here in Winkler or in Steinbach or Winnipeg for Eden, they really care?
Mm-hmm. I think for us, Eden is a organization that really takes interest and pays into their staff. And it's a close-knit community, as many things are in our local rural areas. So with that, many of our staff have worked there for 25 plus years. And then I have found, so I started working at the center in 2007. And then I just, it's continued. I left for a couple of years, but returned. So I find like even a lot of the staff, if we leave, we're returning shortly thereafter. But there is a real connection with staff and in mental health. And I think when we work in mental health, there is a different connection that we have with people, and that relates to our staff and to the environment and to Eden in general, from leadership all the way down to our staff, that we do have connections there.
For sure.
Maybe I'll add a little bit to what Karma is saying about the inpatient beds. There's been quite a bit of work recently in the last year or so around connecting all the inpatient units all across the province. So there's Eden's working very closely with the region and with the province, and there's some really good provincial work to make as much of a coordinated system and make sure that any Manitoban who needs access to those inpatient beds is able to access them. So Eden, you know, not only is supporting patients in our region directly and in our surrounding area, but we are regularly supporting patients from throughout the province who may need a bed and are able to access it by coming down to Winkler. Some other updates across Eden would be that we have doing some really good work in our housing program, and we have a couple of big projects that we're working on right now. One is we have a funding proposal for a project in Winkler, and really we're looking at introducing multiple tiers of support in some of our housing units, from some higher tiered sort of specialized housing and then down into some more general supports. So we're hoping to really create in Winkler a full tiered system of supports. And so you will have in one city the opportunity to have kind of level two, level three, level four type services, from the least intensive to the most intensive. And we hope this year we can make some progress on that and build a model that we'd like to then bring across to other cities across Manitoba. And we have a project in the works in Steinbeck to kind of get started and take the next step in Steinbeck. We already do some kind of tier two level housing, so we'd like to make a tier three project in Steinbeck. So we're pretty excited about what we are almost have together here in Winkler. So if we can get this next project together, then Winkler is going to really be, I think, a great example to the rest of the province. And then looking forward to bringing that to Steinbeck and look at Portage and do some more in Winnipeg. So that's really exciting. And we've recently opened up some new space for a Recovery of Hope Counseling office in Winkler here. And so we have some expanded and newly developed space. And so that's also a program that's been growing. Recovery of Hope across all our sites is going to be delivering the most counseling services they ever have in their history this year. So they've been really busy and are continually growing.